Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The Book of Psalms. Now, this is the largest book in the Bible, and yet it actually is one that's not really a book. It's actually five books. Did you know that? The Book of Psalms has five divisions to it, and it is really the hymnal of the Old Testament. The majority of these were written by David, followed up by someone named Anonymous? Yes, well, we don't know who wrote many of the Psalms, but others did write. We know that David wrote many of them, but some of them were written by Moses is got some, Solomon, others, Asaph, and what you end up seeing is that much of our theology that we get is written in the Psalms. Why? Well, if you think about it, if you're in a culture where people don't read and write, the best way to teach theology is by song, because that's something that people are going to remember. They're going to end up repeating it over and over again. And in doing so, they will end up having their theology known. There's 150 Psalms. They're all separate from one another. They're independent Psalms, and they were sung by themselves. This is something that you end up seeing in the Book of Psalms, that they were designed for the purpose of helping people know God through song. Now, there are some churches that only sing Psalms today. You could decide whether that's right or wrong, but we should be looking at the Psalms to learn our theology.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.